Harper Children's Audio presents Freaky Monday by Mary Rogers and Heather Hawk, and performed by Jennifer Stone. Chapter 1. I hate Mondays. Okay, so it's not an original thought. So does most of the planet. But seriously, I'm positively allergic, and my soul breaks out into hives at the very thought. Mondays. It's like the February of days. No one likes it at all, and they should make every Monday shorter somehow, just like they had the good sense to make February the shortest month. I'd suggest every Monday be 15 hours, for example. I should back up first. I'm rambling, and you have no idea who I am or why I hate Mondays or any of it. First off, I'm 13, and my name is Hadley, which for years I thought sounded like a brand of car more than a human name, but I'm just now beginning to realize it may be cool. It's certainly not Jessica or Jennifer, though I'm sure those are two names that would make me instantly more popular. And while we're on the topic of being instantly more popular, I should mention my older sister, Tatum. Even her name sounds exotic, huh? Tatums don't sweat or break out or still pathetically wear underwear with days of the week on them, unlike some people I know. Tatum's beauty is at once exotic and somehow all-American, a sort of teenage supermodel. If you walk down the beauty aisle of your local drugstore, you're bound to see Tatum-worthy beauty staring back at you from the shampoo bottles, giggling through a Photoshop-perfect smile. Tatum seriously has that shimmery, rare prettiness that makes you instantly think hair commercial. And the irony is, Tatum is actually the brunette, and I'm the mousy blonde. It's still our fortunes could not be reversed. In movies, brunette is code for friend, and blonde translates to girlfriend. But this movie logic isn't my reality. Tatum's dark hair, even when thrown together in a sloppy updo, looks ravishing. My hair looks like burnt straw. To make matters worse, Tatum's genuinely cool. Her musical taste runs more indie, not crappy bubblegum stuff. And she's been volunteering with Habitat for Humanity since, like, the sixth grade. Seriously, she's a freak of nature. She looks like MTV, but can talk like PBS. She's truly bright and creative and bubbles in a way I'm never going to bubble. She's gifted in every arena known to mankind except one. Academics. Math, more specifically. Seriously, her math abilities are somewhere on par with Bubbles the chimp. Maybe she just doesn't apply herself. Something I'll never have to grapple with. More on that in a second. Or maybe Tatum has some medical condition. A sort of math dyslexia or something. Who knows? All I know is that it's impossible to hate Tatum. Though lots of people have probably tried. And it would be easy to lump her into the Mean Girls category based upon appearance alone. Yet, Tatum treats everyone really decently. That's her jujitsu offense. And it seems to work. Tatum doesn't hate Mondays. They're opportunities. Okay, she's never used that term. But she is an optimistic person. The make lemonade out of lemons sort of girl. Then again, I would be too if Mom and Dad had passed along her DNA salad to me. So, back to this morning. At breakfast, which for the record I firmly believe should include coffee, I need some pep, but Mom refuses to let me drink it. Like coffee's some adult mystery. And this wouldn't happen in France, incidentally. Drinking coffee, and no one's died of coffee overdose, am I right? Would probably be encouraged, as would beret wearing and meaningful conversations. Anyway, I mentioned I ramble, right? At breakfast, Tatum was eating her sensible all-the-food-groups-are-represented breakfast. She got the good metabolism, too. And Mom went ballistic on me for not feeding Higgins the cat or making my bed. She probably wanted to throw in a, why can't you be more like your sister Tatum? But has watched enough Oprah to realize this is a bad idea. In protest, I snuck some of her coffee behind her back. And it was not decaf. Before you think I'm really a rebel yell, defiant fist in the air sort of teenager, also consider that when a report aired this morning on the Today Show about how an unusual comet got a wee bit too close to the Earth for astronomers' comfort, I instantly Wikipedia'd comet to find out exactly what a comet is in case it came up in a pop quiz in Earth science. If you're wondering, comets are small solar system bodies that orbit the sun, and when close enough to the sun, exhibit a visible coma and/or tail. Like I said, I apply myself way too hard, and I'm a classic nerd. Even when I try to watch silly reality TV at night like a normal teenage girl should, I get itchy and nervous and